Oxford Save Our Services campaign, if there's anything that we all share, I think it's a belief that we don't have to cut our public services now. And actually, it will be economically disastrous, it will be socially disastrous for our local community and for a national community as well. Just to have talk to you about that, I want to hear from Stuart White, who's also part of Save Our Services.
Thank you. I'll be really quick because I think what I've got to say has already been said very effectively by other people here tonight. My name's Stuart White. I teach at Oxford University. I teach politics based at Jesus College. And I think I would hope that given my work and what I've learnt in doing studying politics, that I would support this campaign whatever the circumstances. But I'm particularly passionate about Oxford Save Our Services because of what I've learnt over the last few years about the value of public services. I have a 6-year-old son called Isaac who 2 years ago was diagnosed with something called Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is quite a severe muscle wasting disease. The usual pathway for boys, it is mostly boys who have the ailment, is that they are wheelchair bound by 11 or 12 and usually die in their late teens or early 20s, though improvements in care over the last decade or so have pushed that life expectancy up towards 30. And there's some prospect, a good prospect, that medical research, if it's funded, could find drugs that would completely revolutionise his life chances, that would halt the process of muscle wasting, and that would give him a normal life expectancy with good mobility. Now, at the meeting that the council called the so-called big debate, where we weren't allowed to debate the basic question of whether the cuts are necessary and justified, we were only supposed to debate where to cut, I listed to Councillor Mitchell some of the things which the local authority provides for my 6-year-old son. 22 hours a week, one-to-one support in the classroom. A speech therapist, which is crucial for his developing his ability to interact with his peers and to learn in the classroom. An educational psychologist. A physical disabilities support service that can go into the school, that can look at the classroom, that can identify potential problems, you know, make sure that there are simple things like a step that leads up to the loo so that he can access the toilet. And a complex needs service to help children like him who have very complex, multiple needs, both psychological, cognitive, behavioural, physical. And that's before we get on to the stuff that he gets from the National Health Service, all the support that he gets from there. And people have mentioned today other things that hadn't occurred to me before now, things that are important to him, like medical research spending. As I said, we are close to finding a drug that will halt the muscle wasting that Duchenne muscular dystrophy involves. But if there are severe cuts to spending, obviously, the day when we have that drug will be put off. And cuts in personalised budgets. That's going to impact on boys and men with muscular dystrophy who rely on those budgets. For example, to put together a package of personalised services so that they can go to university, as many of them are now trying to do. And the point that I stressed at the meeting last Tuesday was that it's wrong to see these services as publicly financed charity. They're not charity, they're rights. Okay, this isn't a matter, as Tom Paine said, I'm not calling for charity, I'm calling for justice. You know, my son has a right to a flourishing life now and every opportunity, an equal opportunity with others to develop in the future. And these services are crucial to providing him with that, with those opportunities. And the point that I made to Councillor Mitchell is that given the scale of the cuts that he and the Conservative government that he fully supports. He made that absolutely clear at the meeting, that he fully supports what the government are doing. Given the scale of the cuts that they're proposing, what he's really asking us, what he was asking us at that meeting to decide, was whose rights are going to get violated. Because I am obviously concerned as a parent about the services that my son gets, and I want to protect his rights. But I know, I've learned through looking at what he gets and how important the services are to him, that there are hundreds of thousands, millions of people in our society who are vulnerable and who rely on public services. And I don't want to be in a position where I'm squawking and screaming for my son's rights at the expense of somebody else's rights. And so it comes right back to the point that was made at the start by the gentleman there about how we have to avoid coming into conflict with each other, defending the services that we care about, the particular bit of spending that we care about, against others. Because we've all got valid and important claims, we've all got rights. And so that means we have to step out of opposing this cut or that cut. We have to oppose the whole strategy of this government of cutting the deficit so rapidly through severe cuts to public spending. I think this meeting is terrific. There are loads of people here that I've never seen before in Oxford. I've learned so much already. I think it's wonderful the way that we've managed to come together here tonight. And what I really hope, my hope is that having come together, we can now stick together and help each other fight respectively for the things that are our rights. Thank you.